This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Dan Dotson, the president of Fortified Health Security, a leader in information security, compliance, and managed services focused solely in the healthcare industry. Dan is going to speak with us today about the challenges healthcare organizations face in monitoring and managing risks associated with connected medical devices and IoT. Mr. Dotson, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Yes, thanks for having me. Look forward to discussing this really important topic.
And likewise, and really good to have you out this morning. So tell us how Fortified Health Security helps hospitals and health systems protect themselves from cybersecurity threats.
Absolutely. You know, I think for us, first and foremost, it's important to understand that every organization is at a different point in their security journey. You know, organizations that we talk with need assistance in a slightly different way. So it's really important for us to approach, you know, every client in a different manner, because we think it's important to infuse kind of people, process, and technology to create a layered defense for organizations so they can combat cybersecurity threats. And typically, we encourage organizations to start with a security and HIPAA risk analysis. You know, these assessments allow organizations to kind of benchmark and understand their current organization as it relates to some really strong standards, and then provides a blueprint on how they need to move forward. And then from there, we look at ways that organizations, you know, may continue or need us to continue to help them with maybe ongoing support in different areas. But for us, it really starts with the assessment. And then when it makes sense, we help organizations with, you know, 24-hour monitoring and other solutions. And of late, one of the things that we've really been focused on, which I'd like to talk a lot about in more detail today, is connected medical devices and IoT and some of the uniquenesses that those represent for organizations as it looks for them to combat cybersecurity threats.
Mr. Dotson, why is IoT medical device security becoming more and more challenging from a business and technical perspective?
Absolutely. You know, I love that question because there's a business element to it and a technical element to it. Simply put, there are three areas or drivers that we think are creating this challenging environment. You know, first and foremost, simply put, the sheer volume of IoT devices within healthcare environments today. You know, we are seeing more and more organizations, you know, connect different IoT devices from their HVAC system to their CT machines. And each of those assets represent a surface area for attack, potentially. And so organizations must understand and wrap their arms around the volume of IoT devices first. And then the second is the uniqueness of medical devices. And what I mean by that is a CT machine or an X-ray machine or a heart monitor, traditional IT security solutions are typically deployed with an agent. So think about antivirus on your laptop, right? There's an actual program or an agent that we call it in the cyber world that's deployed on your laptop that runs analysis and runs information. And when you think about a medical device, you should not put an agent on a medical device because it could disrupt the functionality of that device and you may not even know it. Right, because unlike a laptop, you don't have a monitor connected to it where you can see the antivirus, you can see the agent working. You would just deploy it and then kind of hope for the best. And so what organizations find themselves at is they cannot deploy an agentless solution, an agent solution, and so they have to find an agentless solution to overcome that challenge. And so that's a really kind of unique way. And historically, organizations have used segmentation as the kind of best of breed solution, which means you take all your medical devices and all your IoT and you put them on a separate network and you put firewalls in front of it. So you don't have laptops and medical devices on the same segment of your network. The challenge is that our adversaries have become very good at penetrating one network and overcoming the obstacles like firewalls to jump to another portion of the network and ultimately, you know, compromising a larger portion of your environment and capturing EPHI. So the uniquenesses of medical device is the second challenge. And then third is governance. You know, who owns medical device and IoT security? You know, the HVAC systems and the security cameras, is that facilities? Is that IT? Is that security? And then on medical devices, you know, there's this very interesting dynamic currently in the market where does, you know, medical engineering own it? Does IT own it? And so we often find ourselves working with organizations to determine, you know, who's going to ultimately be responsible for the security of these devices and make sure that the appropriate controls are put in place to make sure that they're secure. And I think that we're seeing lots of organizations take different approaches as to who owns security. And I think from Fortify's perspective, it's just important to understand that your culture may be different, and that's fine. But let's make sure that the accountability lines are clear, and then we have a governance and program in place to make sure that the organization is taking steps to overcome some of those challenges. So those are the three areas, the volume of IT devices, the uniquenesses of medical devices, and then the challenge around governance as it relates to securing both from a business and technical perspective.
What does Fortified Health Security's connected medical device and IoT security program include?
Yeah, great question. As I mentioned earlier, you know, for us, when we work with clients, it's important to not only tackle the technical challenge, but also make sure that organizations have the right type of people or expertise, as well as solid and proven process wrapped around that technology to create an effective solution. And so what Fortified has done for our program is we've partnered with a technology company called Zingbox, which provides some leading IoT security technology. And then we've wrapped around our services to make sure that organizations can effectively operationalize this technology. And so we work with our clients to identify and get an asset inventory of all of their IoT devices, which provides a risk rating for those devices. And then we monitor our clients' environments, you know, 24/7, looking for abnormalities or changes in the medical behavior. And then from there, we do a risk prioritization and incident response for our clients, you know, as they need it. And I think most importantly, it's important to realize that, you know, clients today oftentimes don't even know how many medical devices or IoT devices they have in their network. And so, you know, deploying a technology that will give you visibility to all of those IoT and medical devices in your environment provides just a ton of data and information. And it's very important that organizations, once they have that visibility, understand how to implement the appropriate processes and have the level of expertise to make that information useful so that your security posture actually increases. You know, because one of the things that we have found, whether it's, you know, an IoT program or SIM monitoring or any, you know, IPS or data loss prevention or any other type of advanced threat protection, is oftentimes clients will simply buy a technology, throw it in their data center, their environment, and then ask somebody on their team who may not have the expertise to kind of manage that as a part-time job. And what we find is if organizations don't proactively plan for the operational expenses associated with that technology in order for it to be effective, then making that investment may not have been smart in the first place. And so we've tried to kind of wrap all of that into one kind of managed service offering for our clients to make sure that they're, you know, appropriately and accurately identifying and protecting themselves as it relates to the surface area for connected medical devices and IoT.
And most helpful information in all regards today, we are with Mr. Dan Dotson, the president of Fortified Health Security, a leader in information security, compliance, and managed services focused solely in the healthcare industry here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Healthcare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Mr. Dotson, if you would, what are the benefits the dashboard includes in your program?
Yeah, so one of the things that it's important for us is, you know, as it relates to security technologies, clients are overwhelmed with the number of places that they must access in order to understand different areas of their security posture. And so what we've done with our connected medical device program is we've integrated the elements of that dashboard into our larger dashboard, providing a single pane of glass. So, you know, organizations that partner with us for 24/7 monitoring for SIM and our vulnerability threat management program, our connected medical device, all of that data and information is provided on a single pane of glass. So that enables them to go to one place to kind of look at their posture from three different vantage points. And then the second element of the dashboard is providing real-time visibility to our clients. So one of the things that Fortify does with their IoT program is when we talk to clients, we say, listen, let us build the plan. You know, let us monitor your organization. Let us identify abnormalities. And then if something abnormal happens, let us bring you a plan for then your people to go execute. And so when we do that, we both our analysts and the client's analysts will access the same dashboard looking at the same information in order to have a more productive conversation, which enables them to more quickly respond to any challenges that may be presented in their environment. So those are some of the benefits of the dashboard and how we've incorporated it into our larger solution set.
And as we look forward to the future, what new challenges will medical devices pose on a healthcare organization's cybersecurity posture?
You know, great question. You know, I think for me, there's a couple of elements that I look at. First of all, just the sheer volume of connected medical devices and IoT will increase the surface area of attack. You know, so first and foremost, I think it's appropriate and important that we realize that the amount of devices that we will be seeing in our environment will only increase. And so putting a solid program in place now that is not only effective for today's needs, but also will advance and develop and evolve over time as your environment evolves is really important. And then secondly, I think that from a vulnerability perspective, it's important to realize that our adversaries use connected medical device and IoT technologies as an entry point to your environment and use that as a jumping off point to compromise your environment and ultimately trying to access EPHI so they can exploit that and monetize that information in multiple different ways. So I think that that's something that's important is that, you know, it's an entry point. Even if you have segmentation, you know, our adversaries we found are able to overcome those challenges. And then the third is we see an increase in IoT-specific malware. So we fully expect that our adversaries, you know, moving into 2018 will take very targeted approach focused on a number of specific medical devices that have known vulnerabilities that we can exploit or that they will try to exploit, over time. And so, you know, I think that the surface area is going to get wider. And the more specific attacks are going to become more prevalent in the market, and adversaries are going to continue to use this as a jumping-off point to attack EPHI. So certainly an emerging challenge that organizations really need to start investing in and putting in appropriate compensating controls and monitoring.
Well, Mr. Dawson, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and we can't thank you enough for what you're doing within the healthcare space, combating against cyber attacks. Where can listeners get further details on Fortified Health Security?
Absolutely. I encourage folks to go to fortifiedhealthsecurity.com and also check out our 2008 Horizon Report that we just released, which talks about medical device and IoT in a little bit more detail and also talks about emerging threats and trends as we move into the new year.
Again, Mr. Dawson, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Dan Dodson, the president of Fortified Health Security, a leader in information security, compliance, and managed services focused solely in the healthcare industry. And to learn more, visit fortifiedhealthsecurity.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.